The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday.
Thursday. Changed my day.
All show long it's going to be this. Fred Van Fleck is alongside. Good morning.
Good morning.
You say that like it's a happy thing.
Thursday is more happy than Tuesday usually, though. But, hey, here we are.
Take it up with merit, okay? As I recall, last Thursday, he said, two Thursdays ago, he actually said thanks.
Really?
Well, my memory isn't that good, so.
Well, my memory's good.
He may have said something else, but that's kind of how I recall the conversation.
Hmm. Well, I remember I got this correct last time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. Going to pot.
Oh, well, understandable.
Indeed, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so let's see.
Pull in one's horns.
You've not heard that phrase?
Never heard it before in my life.
Oh, well, because then your likelihood of...
Is it pull like P-O-L-L?
P-U-L-L.
P-U-L-L.
Yeah, it's not like a vote.
Okay.
Or a bull on a flag.
Right. Pull. Right. Well, I was thinking like a pulled Hereford, too, you know?
Yeah,
pull in... It means no horns.
Now you're starting to think, which is dangerous.
Yeah, I got nothing because I've never heard it used before.
All right. Should anyone ever suggest that you would be wise to pull in your horns?
Oh, pull in your horns. Okay, well, that makes sense. Now I can be with it.
What'd you think I was saying?
Oh, I didn't hear pull in your horns. So, okay, so pull in your horns. So
What did you hear, just for curiosity's sake?
I didn't know context, so there you go. I feel like I've got it now.
All right,
so pull in your horns. That it has to do with some animal that probably has some sort of retractable horn that when they get vicious, their horn comes out. And, you know, kind of goes with that old statement, you play with the bull, you get the horn.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So it's about being vicious.
All right. Should anyone ever suggest that you would be wise to pull in your horns, that would be a diplomatic way of urging someone to back off and take it easy immediately. Logic suggests that this phrase grew out of the activities of the Old West. But when you think about it a bit, you realize that there's no way that a steer can retract its horns. Even the egg guy almost got that one right.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. I said that. I said it had to be due to some animal that can.
Okay. Tracks left in literature indicate that the expression was very old when the American West was still very young. It's been found in letters and other documents dating from the 16th century, where the context clarifies the meaning. As a matter of fact, it's the snail that actually pulls in its horns when it's ready to retreat into its shell or back away from action. You don't even have to put salt on it, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're
salting the wound, I got it.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's this common outdoor crawler, not the snorting bull, whose actions gave rise to the expression that's still alive today and kicking after more than 400 years.
I give myself, once I understood the context, I give myself an 8 out of 10. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, you would, huh? Yeah. I bet you would.
Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I was at the same pace at getting it as the animal that
snail
was referred to.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was could have been an all-dayer here. Oh, boy. So, what, 3 weeks out from graduation?
Two? Yeah.
Is it the 14th? 9th or?
June 15th, excuse me, is the last day of school.
Is that graduation or is graduation on the 16th?
Graduation's on Friday the 16th. And I better pull out my calendar here to make sure that I get this 100% correct because I'm not one of those day counters. So Eureka High School graduation, 2 p.m. on June 16th.
Okay. So we won't have a show before graduation. That's what I was getting to.
That is accurate, yes.
You guys ready?
No. They need more days. The good news is we are graduating at Albee Stadium. We have the clearance on that, barring some crazy rainstorm between now and then.
Why would you need to have clearance to use your facility?
Because we still have the sinkhole issue there with the failing culvert that's underground.
So is there a big crater in the middle of the football field?
Not at the present point, but there has been in times past and also in the baseball field as well.
But if you walk the track, you're okay.
That is accurate, yes.
Okay, well, put up the chairs on the track.
Well, let me say, you walk the track, as long as you don't trip, you're okay, because the track is absolutely failing. So we've got a mess down there of work that we need to do.
Why don't I do it in the new gym then?
Won't hold enough people.
You can figure out how to do it in waves.
Yeah, gym will hold about 1,500 people, and we generally fill Albee Stadium, and that's in the neighborhood of 3,500 people or so. So we could do it and limit the number of tickets that students can receive.
That's what they used to do at Humboldt, I think.
That's pretty common at a lot of facilities. In fact, when I was in the Valley, we often limited the number of tickets that you can receive. But if we have a venue,
four or six or something like that.
If we have a venue that we can accommodate anybody, it's much nicer to be able to do that. And so we've been lucky enough to be able to do that.
You probably wouldn't want to put the kids out there in the middle of the field and just kind of watch it slowly sink. As you were up there speaking,
I would say
might be apropos, but you probably wouldn't want to experience that.
I've given speeches before where kids slowly sink in their chair.
Yeah,
but not in the field. Yes.
Yeah. So you're comfortable having it there?
Yes.
In spite of the track's condition.
That is correct, and the track is in very poor condition, and so we look forward to a time when we get to redo that.
Is that in the next 200 years?
Well, that's a great question, because we just had a board meeting a couple weeks ago where the board provided direction for us. Right now, folks probably remember passing Measure T a couple years back, which was specifically designed for the redo of Albee Stadium.
Tax day, baby.
Yep. $18 million bond that went out there. And we've been working through the CEQA process, California Environmental Quality Act. Process slowed us down quite a bit. We finally were able to get the first phase of the project on the street to get a what's called guaranteed maximum price on it. When we originally did the project, we had a budget of $11 million to do that. The price came in. I know you're sitting down because I can see you, but everybody else can't see you. So Brian is sitting down.
Soon to fall over.
Just shy of $28 million just for the first phase. We believe that the second phase is going to be another $14 million or so on top of that. So we're looking at a project somewhere in the range of $40 to $42 million. To put that
into... And you budgeted how much?
18 plus the state match.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Fred Van.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Eureka City Schools Super-Duper Intendent Fred Van Fleck. That explains the cape, the red cape, the tights, the ensemble.
You're giving everybody a picture they just don't want to have.
Hey, listen, as long as you don't have a unisex locker room, we're okay. Well, I guess it's one phase of everything going on. I don't know, did you hear about that with this guy that thinks he's a gal, the swimmer?
No, I have not been following that.
There's some kind of a hearing that has been going on. He showed up and disrobed to get into the swimsuit, and he's a guy through and through. And gals complained, and they said, the authorities said, it's a unisex bathroom now. And the comment was, so that means any guy could come in?
Well,
I mean, some of those spinoffs and these complications. Mm-hmm. And
We see it in the schools. What the law is in California,
how do you deal with it, not as a superintendent, how do you deal with it as a dad with daughter? How do you... I
don't have a great suggestion. As a dad of two daughters, you know, the law is the law and schools' hands are tied. And what they say is the law says that we need to provide a space in the locker room with which gender the students identify with. We certainly try to point them to private rooms that are can be used privately. And
like
most,
the coach's office kind of thing?
No, we have unisex restrooms. Which are single stall where they can go in, or a private place. And most students are pretty shy about that and they go use that. But there are some students who insist on going.
Yeah,
and I don't think they go quite but, you know, I guess that's the advantage now of students not taking showers. And maybe that's a reason as well. Back when I was in high school, probably when you were in high school, it was mandatory. I mean, you took a shower, period.
That was just part of the game.
Not anymore. You think about the new gym right now. Each of those, we're required to have showers in there. We have three in each one of those locker rooms. We do the bare minimum because they just don't get used.
Really? Even like basketball teams after the game?
Nope. They ride home stinky on the bus.
That's gross.
Yep. Indeed, I would tend to agree, but they think it's gross to shower in a public place, and so it's just a change in culture, change in culture.
So how do you? So not part of the graduation, but it doesn't matter. So how do you do that? I mean, I'm thinking as a coach, how do you do that? As an administrator, how do you do that? As a parent, how do you feel comfortable with that? And then as a kid who's on the team, how do you do that?
Which part?
All of them. All I see is lawsuits left and right and up and down. And how do you do it?
The thing that's really interesting about California law is it's really taken into account, and the intent is pure, and the intent is to not discriminate against any protected class. The collateral to that, though, is what about everybody else? And that's the big question that I don't know the answer to, has not been tested in court, and I don't know where it would go. But I'd imagine, and I hope it's not in Humboldt County someday, I imagine that will get tested in court someplace someday, and that will provide guidance to what we do in the future.
Say no, no, hell no? I mean,
Yeah.
You know, the thought with... For me was, okay, somebody's older brother, some gal's older brother, decides he's going to go into the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get excluded because you can see all the permutations.
Mm-hmm. Well,
And the liability is going to be on you guys.
I was
at the school district.
I was at the airport just a couple weeks ago, and a man walked right, it wasn't even someone that maybe identifying, maybe he did, I don't know.
Just a guy?
He didn't appear. It appeared to be just a guy. Walked into the ladies' restroom. Some lady walked in front of him. He walked right into the ladies' restroom. And I was sitting there thinking, wow, what if my daughter was in there? What if my wife was in there? But it just is. And in fact, what the law says is we have to change all of our single stall restrooms signage now. It can't say unisex or, you know, boys/girls, or it just has to be a triangle with a circle, meaning it is gender neutral. It has the signage has to be gender neutral.
Why bother with a sign at all? We just take the sign down.
Well, you have to have the identification for the restroom, where the restroom is.
Oh, you're talking about the door or the hallway.
Right. You know, traditionally it said boys, it said girls. Now it's just a circle,
bathroom?
Triangle. No, it doesn't say anything. It's just a blue sign with a circle and a triangle laid over the top of each other.
I'd probably be confused and think it was a janitor's room.
I didn't realize what it was at first, but that's the new signage for restrooms. That's what they are.
Huh. So and you can't have cameras in there to protect.
That's accurate. We have cameras at most restrooms on the outside so we can track people going in and out. So if there's an incident in a restroom, we can look at the footage to see who went into the restroom, but we have no cameras inside restrooms. Or locker rooms.
Jeez. You You wonder why homeschooling is taking off the way it is.
Statewide.
I mean, you have that kind of a situation. I mean, it just is. Or you have someone who is socially not up to the grade level. You know, you're going to subject them into that arena also?
Here's the interesting thing, though. Our kids don't even see it as an issue.
Until it is an issue.
Right.
It's the same thing like with campus security. It's not an issue until it's an issue.
Right.
Then it's too late.
Right. That's where I went with a court case someday probably coming.
Yeah.
But our kids have adapted. It's normal on our campuses now.
Oh, you said normal. I was thinking sad. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
I know.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back Talking Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck, Eureka City School Superintendent. It still is mind-boggling to me some of the issues that we hear about being played out on the national level are here in little old Humboldt County. I mean, mind-numbing, I guess, is the simplest way. You know, and the kids may be accustomed to it, but they're also accustomed not to talking to each other, but sit there and play text. You know, it's like, well, does that count?
Well,
yes, kind of, sort of.
I guess
we haven't even talked about curriculum yet,
right?
Or some of the goofy things you have to allow in the hallways and that kind of. Why would you have fun with this one? Why would anybody in their right mind want to go into education now with all of these social challenges that are going on? It has absolutely nothing to do with learning.
Well, I think you may have hit the nail on the head with some areas. And the one thing that I will say is we probably fall second to only one career field right now, maybe two. As far as undesirable areas for a lot of people to be, where education used to be very.
Law enforcement and military?
I was thinking law enforcement and nursing. So I think just nursing, yeah. They're really struggling with that one as well. Too. Military certainly could be there as well. But law enforcement, I would certainly say, is probably has a steeper hill to climb as far as recruiting.
Even the fire guys are having a tough going, according to what Chief Robertson's talking about, that they have applications in the past. There were 200 take a test. Now there's like 30.
Yep. And that's where we used to be 12 years ago when we opened an elementary position, which is a multiple subjects credential, which is the most common credential out there. We'd have 200 plus applicants for one position. Now we're starting to have conversations. What happens if we can't find enough applicants to fill all of our classrooms?
Enough, like if you have five, you get five?
That is accurate, yep. Now, remember, not everyone who applies is hireable.
They still have to be vetted, right?
They have to be vetted. They have to have the appropriate credentials. But there's a downhill effect of all of this, meaning that if we don't have those 200 applicants, no longer do we have that sub pool out there because there's not people looking for a job wanting to sub. There's a downfall of the quality of people that we're hiring as well. So it turns into people not making it through their probationary period. Then it also turns into not having as qualified teacher in the classroom.
The kids being messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of the bottom line on this whole thing.
Right. Now, that being said, we're still hiring some very highly qualified, fantastic teachers, but
just not enough of them.
That's correct. And you...
Is it?
How about being an administrator, though? And think about this around the county right now. And don't quote me on this, but it's going out on the air. Here we go. I believe this year high school principal openings were Fortuna High School, Ferndale High School, McKinleyville High School, and Hoopa High School. And I'm aware of the application process of two of those, meaning that I know that they've closed applications, actually three of those. And I think combined with those three positions, there was a total of maybe two, possibly three applicants to be a high school principal at those sites.
Not per, but total.
Total.
Well, who in their right mind would want to be a principal or a superintendent?
Yep.
Yeah, I it would be interesting if to know, for those who are, if you go in the Wayback Machine and you're coming out of, you're going into college, would you? Would you do the same thing again or not? Knowing that the changes were coming and what they meant, it would be interesting.
So my answer to that would be yes, I would. But now that being said, when my son told me that he was going to teach, he got his first teaching job, very happy for him, down in Galt, Liberty Ranch, newer high school down there. So good for him. But I asked him, I said, Brody, are you sure you want to teach? And I feel so hypocritical asking that question because it is so difficult now. So many challenges that are
out there. Well, today isn't tomorrow.
Right.
This is not a static situation as you read about and hear about every week.
Interestingly enough, though, you know who struggles with it most, I think? Are the veteran teachers, those who have been around 20 plus years, because it's changed so much in those past 20 years. Whereas a new teacher, this is all they've known.
Oh, sure. That's true with any seasoned veteran.
Right.
You remember when.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even with technology.
Yeah, but I don't know that there's been some things that are better in education now, too. And so
certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be the scale.
Right.
Balance thing. But some of this other stuff is just.
Probably the most challenging thing is social media.
Because it leads to or results in some of these other things? Or just the preponderance of it in the influence and impact that it's made?
Influence and impact in the ability for one person who, to use a very scientific term, flips a lid. When you flip your lid.
Okay. What's the 70s phrase on that one? Wigs out?
Sure.
Okay. Goes postal?
Yeah, I'll choose to stay away from that one. But okay. Anyways, somebody who becomes completely dysregulated most of us.
Dysregulated.
Absolutely, that's a term.
You've been in the education trough way too long.
Absolutely,
okay,
I have.
Step
yes.
out. You're Arcata kid now.
Flips
what
a lid.
That, what does that mean? Okay, fine.
Yep, flips a lid. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we've all flipped a lid before, right? You flipped a lid, I'm sure. I mean, everybody's
just get frustrated. And,
yeah, frustrated. Yeah. And we all have different ways of expressing that, whether that's an outward aggression, an inward aggression, whether it's just simply fidgeting, whether it's hitting a wall. I mean, there's the whole myriad of responses of that.
Just dealing with frustration on the situation.
Mm-hmm. So now, when you flip a lid, the common result is to go log on to social media and let everybody know your frustration and what's out there before you even think about what you put out there. And so it's a venting stage of that. And so I think a lot of things end up in social media that people may regret putting out there. People may think back on, I shouldn't have put that there. It impacts children, student-to-student bullying.
It's like write the letter, but don't send it.
Yep.
But they send it.
Exactly, because you hit send before you even realize, and once it's gone and out air into cyberland, it's there. And we see that with pictures that are not appropriate. We see that with all kinds of crazy things that are out there.
Yeah. It's just interesting.
It is, I'll give you a benefit to it, though. Most people don't realize this one. The benefit to it is teen pregnancy. It's basically dropped.
Yeah,
off.
You'd mentioned that the kids aren't hanging out together anymore, so
yep.
that it doesn't.
Yep.
You know, I would almost do the exchange
mm-hmm.
for what you're dealing with, what the kids are having to deal with versus the other.
It's absolutely.
Does that sound and feel kind of unique?
So luckily, we have a great place to end with today.
Well, we have no
graduation. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So let's be happy at the end of this thing.
Brown-eyed girl, baby. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck. Me and my references.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Maybe a little too much Buffett, but you know, I think that's an oxymoron, so I'll just, never mind. I know for some it would be Van Morrison, but wrong. So you've got,
or others, George Strait, you know.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of renditions. Graduation this year, 300 and change kids in the class. How many?
I couldn't give you an exact number, but it'd be between 200 and 300. Yes.
Okay. So as you look at that and trying to, wait a minute. So you got 3,500 people, and you got 250 kids.
No, the Eureka High School is...
At graduation.
Yes, absolutely. 3,500 people, yes.
Okay, so each kid has a dozen people showing
up. Oh, absolutely.
Them?
Yep.
Okay.
They bring it. That's why we struggle so much in putting it in a venue to limit
capacity,
yeah. Right.
Could you do it like at Redwood Acres?
We could, but it just...
I mean, I know it doesn't have the academic surrounding.
Yeah, and it just... the aesthetics of that with the racetrack and everything, it just doesn't really work.
Just thinking of the safety more than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, you can have all the kids, you know...
So if we start...
circle and,
if we start the stadium project, it's likely graduation will move to Cal Poly Humboldt.
So you could do it at Redwood Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
That's where Arcata does it. That's where McKinleyville does it.
Yeah,
it's not ideal because it's not in our town.
But there's plenty of capacity.
Right. Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that would probably take a couple years anyway.
We think that the project will take 2 full years.
Yeah. How close did the gym get on that timeline?
The gym was supposed to be finished in October, almost 6-7 months ago. So
about 25% longer?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends
not
on
too bad.
Depends on your perspective. A lot of people would say the gym was supposed to be finished around 2002 or 2003. So here we are, 2023.
The bond didn't pass then.
Oh, yes, it did. A bond prior to me.
The Jim Scott bond.
Yes. Yep. There's a lot of people, and I remember that when I came to the community, a lot of people being very upset that they thought that they passed a bond where a gym was included, and the gym never was completed in that time. So we're very happy that we're completing.
You're relieved. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I have really enjoyed taking people in. In fact, I invited you and look forward to doing that before the old gym is demolished. Walk in the new gym. And the goal of the committee who worked on the design of the gym and what the gym looks like and those pieces were to make sure that the wow factor wasn't lost, because even the old gym has a wow factor. When you walk into it, the whole, you know, bowl effect with the bleachers raised up on the sides, we wanted to make sure we didn't lose that. It's different, but it's fun to walk inside the new gym and then immediately walk inside the old gym.
Now, are you bringing something from the old gym in? You know, it's like when they move Yankee Stadium across the, well, not across the street, but into the parking lot. They brought home plate. Okay, so, when the Dodgers came out from Ebbets Field, they brought the dirt and the rubber, and that was the mound at Chavez Ravine. Did you do anything, or did they think of, or do you have plans
Absolutely.
To do something like that?
We're bringing the students over. I couldn't resist.
You will never graduate, youngster.
So in all seriousness, yes, we're actually doing two things, which is pretty unique. And I think special, and the people I've shared this with have felt that it's pretty special as well. There's been two generations of the floors inside of the old gym. Mm-hmm. There's the old floor that was replaced about 25 years ago. We actually came across the original cutout from the gym that was built in 1950, and we have that. That's going to be framed and hung on the wall. And then in the foyer, we're cutting out the next generation of the gym, the center floor. The gym is actually closed now because they're cutting the center floor out of the old gym, and that's going to be inlaid into the floor. So when you walk in, you'll walk in on the old Eureka in the foyer.
You'll put it in the dead spots too?
In the dead spots on the floor? There better not be any dead spots.
I can. I only played intramural there. I didn't play at Eureka. But the dead spots.
Was that the old floor or the new floor? That must have been the old floor.
It was probably the old floor, yeah.
Yeah.
Dribble, dribble, thud.
Mm-hmm. That was my excuse, too.
Yeah.
Dead spot.
I couldn't use that at Humboldt. But then again, I did never get to dribble too much either, so that was all okay.
Yes. Yes.
So graduation's on the 16th, and they're going to have to suffer through your speech?
Correct. No, I don't give a speech. The only thing I do is certify the class. They don't want to hear from me.
Oh, perfect afternoon.
Absolutely.
Hopefully the weather will be there for you, buddy.
Yes, we've seen rain before. Hopefully not this year.
There you go. Thanks for coming by. See everybody tomorrow.
This presentation of Talk Shop was recorded at a previous time for playback today.